This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Let's talk about the moves that were made today with the Braves, and then we'll let you hear from Brian Snicker on the NL East race because they start another series with the Brewers tonight. It's Tookie time. It's Tookie Toussaint on the hill. But let's talk about the moves that were made, because first we added bats, then we added arms.
Right. We talked about Rosario from the Indians. Now, again, Pablo Sandoval, a fan favorite. But, guys, I mean, I don't know if you've been watching. He's 1-for-33. It was a fantastic April and May. And Kung Fu Panda will always be a fan favorite. And maybe, you know, they pick him up later in the year. But I presume he'll be released at some point by the Indians. But it just wasn't working. But Rosario's a guy who's capable of 100 RBIs. The knock on him, Carl, is he's banged up a lot. And he's banged up to start his Braves career.
2 or 3 weeks. We were talking about maybe before we actually see him. But the Braves were aware of that. That's not like some secret thing. They were aware of that. But they also, this is why I think they went out and Alex got insurance, because you go get Rosario and you go, all right, he's adding pop. But then you go get a guy you're familiar with and a guy that's very well liked in that clubhouse, and Adam Duvall, Mike.
Right. And Duvall, as you guys well documented, a Braves killer, but not killing much against other teams not named the Braves. But you know how streaky he can be. You know he's a solid defensive piece in the outfield. And again, whether you want to platoon him, however you want to work, you've got real home run pop. And according to Snitker, if the plane arrives and there's no hassle with the cab, he can start tonight for the Braves.
Yeah, that's really that's really, really good news.
You know, you told the reporters that, Snicker.
And then we go get Jorge Soler. He is another guy. So you get three bats.
48 home runs a couple. Now, again, I know not last year, that was COVID, but a couple of years ago, 48 home runs.
Yeah, all three of these guys can hit. And what one thing that we've been missing, or at least one of the things we've been missing this season, it is consistency up and down this lineup. If Riley can stay hot, okay, just a hypothetical here. Freddie's been good this last 2 months, man. He really has. You know, you're getting guys on base. It's runners in scoring position, and it's late clutch hitting, situational hitting, okay? These guys could come through for you. So now if we're scoring more runs, Mike, and on top of that, now we have a better way to finish games with Rodriguez in the back half of that rotation in the bullpen, it gives you a better opportunity to be in a better place. I think we have a chance to catch the Mets. Will we? Don't know. But I cannot complain as a Braves fan today to say we didn't do jack and he gave up on the season. We are not giving up on the season. Right. And for me, that's enough to say, where does this go now? So on top of all of this, right, and you know, the Braves are making all these moves today, I want you to hear what Snicker had to say about the NL East, because it's anybody's ball game.
With our struggles and how we've had the ups and downs and everything, yeah. I mean, we're right there, you know, with, I look ahead and I'm thinking, and, you know, if we can keep weathering storms for a week or two, we're going to get some guys back too. And so, you know, we're hanging in there. That's all I can say.
Yeah. Well, I mean, thanks for that boost of confidence, Nit. But, yeah, I mean, I know that Tukey has had, as you said, two fantastic starts. Let's hope he can do it against a really good, I think what I say, 20-some-odd games or whatever they are, over 500. Milwaukee is good. So he'll have to have his A game. But I love the fact that, A, without parting with anything other than Bryce Wilson and Sandoval and prospects that many Braves fans don't even know who they are, you were able to add some punch in the outfield, some punch in the lineup, better than what we got right now, right?
Yes.
And got a guy who can either close or be the setup, you know, either way. Didn't get a chance to save more games, guys, because the Pirates aren't all that good.
They're not good.
But, I mean, I love the fact we're competing. And, I mean, if you're going to cry about Bryce Wilson, I thought Kyle Wright wasn't going to survive this trade deadline, but, you know, he's still here. But it's still, you really, I know maybe they're upset, Carl, because we can't spend like the elites, but And the Phillies went and got a better – I mean, they went and got some pitching, too. The Phillies bumped up their bullpen. The Mets got Javier Baez. A lot of name brands went. But this is our financial reality, right? I know guys joke around about the financial flexibility. Don't bag on Alex. It's above his pay grade. He does the best with what he's got.
Yeah, I think he did a good job considering the circumstances. And, again, he did mention, as Joe Patrick said, they looked at some scenarios where they were going to try to add a superstar player. Mm-hmm. It just didn't make sense.
So that would be Chris Bryant.
Yeah, but what are you giving up? Again, it doesn't make sense. The balance that a GM, especially in baseball, has to commit to is how do we stay good while we're good, and how do we get good or stay good for the future? I can't give up the farm year after year after year after year, especially when you have constraints on spending, and then expect the team to be good 5 years from now when some of the stars that are currently on the team are no longer on the team. So I think he did a smart play today by not rolling the dice and going after one of these superstars.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Football fans, the NFL Draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.